New York Congressman-elect George Santos, who's a Republican, has admitted to lying about his education and work experience during his campaign. David Lee Miller is live in our New York newsroom with the details. David.
Jonathan, for the first time since the New York Times published allegations that the Republican Congressman-elect lied about or misrepresented his past, George Santos is speaking out. In a couple of interviews, he sounded both apologetic as well as defiant. Santos told WABC Radio that the Times article and media reaction to it was unfair.
Down to the nitty and gritty, I'm not a fraud. I'm not a criminal who defrauded the entire country and made up this fictional character and ran for Congress.
For more information today.
In a separate interview with the New York Post, Santos did admit to lying about getting a degree from Baruch College in 2010. He told the paper he never graduated from any college. During the campaign, he claimed to have worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. He now blames using, and I quote, a poor choice of words for creating the impression he worked directly for the two financial firms. He says another company he worked for called Link Bridge had a business relationship with the two companies.
I did extensive work on the LP side with Goldman Sachs in my time at Linkbridge. I did extensive work with Citigroup in my time and the LP position in Linkbridge Investors, just like I did work with firms on the GP side of things.
Santos also refuted the Times report that claimed he had been charged with fraud in Brazil for using a stolen checkbook. He told the radio station the report is not true.
I'm not a criminal, not here, not abroad, in any jurisdiction in the world have I ever committed any crimes.
Despite admitting to what he calls resume embellishments, Republican Congressman-elect Santos says he is not going to step down and expects to take his seat in the next Congress. Jonathan?